Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, quick thoughts on the 2022 International Builders Show. All right, guys, I just got back from sunny Orlando, Florida, where we had the 2022 International Builders Show and, of course, the Kitchen and Bath Show, or they call it KBIS for short. So, as you know, every year I try and attend this show just so that I can not only learn a little bit about some of the new products and trends that are going on in the industry, but I also, of course, create podcasts based on the information that I see on this show. And I also do some blogs and other things. So not only is this show and going to such a big event like this super helpful for me as a builder here in the industry, but you know, there's just so much that I can gather from an event like this. And I just love the inspiration that I get and the things that I see when I go to the show, and also the people that I meet and connect with. There's been a lot of meaningful connections that have been made over the years for me by attending this show. And, you know, least of which was Operation Finally Home and meeting up with those guys and doing our work there. But a lot of vendors and different companies like that I've been able to connect with. So today's episode, I'm really going to highlight on a very broad view of some of the different things I thought of and pulled away from the show. And of course, as we go forward here, we're going to be dropping a lot of new content about the International Builders Show, specifically trends and new products and things like that that I saw and things I noticed as I go through the show. And, you know, last year was tough because I was not able to have that show. It just didn't happen because of COVID. So it left a little void. It felt off last year not having that. So it was really great to get back in person. It was great for me to see friends from all over the country and interact and do those kind of things. And there was just a big excitement just to be back in person and have this type of an event. So that being said, overall thoughts on the show and everything like that. There was a lot of extra safety protocols this year. It was sort of interesting because first off, you know, you had to either have you know, a vaccine card or proof of a negative COVID test, and of course they required you to have a mask on the show floor. Now they did a pretty good job of, you know, notifying people of that and then having a method of like a wristband method where you could get your verification and then you could kind of go about freely. What was really interesting though is, you know, when you first walked in the door, it was like, okay, wristband, mask, you know, they were very, very strict about that. And you get about 100 feet in and you'd see about half the people with their mask off. And every day that went on, there was less and less people wearing their mask. So it wasn't... you know, every time you went to a door, like a checkpoint, it was like mask up, but then after that, no one cared. And there was really only one booth that I went through where they were strict about you wearing a mask. In fact, most of the vendors there even did not wear their masks. So sorry if you're an employee at one of these booths and you your boss is listening, I don't want to get you in trouble, but not many people were wearing their masks, Aaron. Is what it is. But I certainly am not a big fan of them myself, especially when you're walking around all day. It's pretty hard to deal with that. So, and I move pretty fast to this show. I cover a lot of steps in a short time. So I'm pretty efficient with what I do there. So again, that being said, that was a little interesting how that was executed at the end of the day. And it's more, really more on the attendees that they just, you know, decided they didn't want to deal with it. So that being said, you know, the show was interesting from a couple levels because, you know, attendance was down a lot. Normally, there's over 100,000 people that go to this show. I think they had somewhere in the 66,000 range. So obviously, a lot less people came this year. Again, you know, you either have people that work for larger companies and larger companies said, hey, our policy, we're not allowing travel. You know, obviously you're getting people from all over the country mixing together. That could be a recipe for some spreading. I get that. So I understand that. And I think that was natural that we're going to have some reduced foot traffic there. But what was interesting as well was booth space. Now, they did have a pretty big show, but I want to say that, you know, again, it was similar levels where they normally have about 1 million square feet. I think they had in the 600,000 range. So it's kind of interesting because the number of booth spaces almost correlated to the number of attendees. So it almost matched up, which was pretty interesting in and of itself. There were some empty spots on the floor. And part of that was due to some of these companies committing to the show and then backing out. And in some cases, they resold the space. In other cases, it just sat open. So, and some of them were late cancellations. I'm going to call out Delta Faucet. Sorry, any Delta people here. But, you know, I believe your booth was right next to Kohler. There was a big empty space there. Felt kind of weird having that there. But overall, there was still a lot of things to see at the show. And, you know, that was a good thing. It was still good to walk the show and see people and be a part of that. As far as a global thing, this is just a global thought as I walk through this show. And I believe this is a direct result. And I kind of theorized this earlier. I did not see as much innovation as I have in the past few years. See, like 2-3 years ago, we'd go through the show and we're like, holy cow, there's so many new innovations and so much product out there, new things, new ideas. I saw a lot less of it. And I think the reason for that is pretty simple. Because of COVID, you know, that took almost a year out of every company's lives, because probably for the first 3-4 months of it, it was, you know, either shut down completely or you're spending time just trying to figure out how to navigate. Can you be open? What kind of rules? What kind of policies do I have to put in place? That's mentally exhausting. That just takes time, focus, and energy away from planning. And so I think a lot of companies, you know, also looked at cutting their expenses. And one of the first things that probably got cut, besides maybe extra marketing and things like that, and travel, of course, was maybe the third thing on the list, R&D, right? Research and development. I think a lot of the bigger companies said, okay, hey, we're going to cut back on that. And then, of course, you add in the supply chain issues that we've had in the last, you know, year here. And, you know, certainly you're trying to make something new and produce it, and you can't even get parts and pieces and products that you need. There's no point in getting it out there, right? So I didn't see as much cutting edge stuff as I have in the past. It definitely was not a lot of really crazy new things. There were a few companies that had, you know, something new, but not to the scope and scale that I've seen in the past. You know, for example, like a Kohler, you'd normally go through the booth and you would see probably 40 or 50 new things. You know, it was everywhere you turn, there's new product. This year it was a lot less than that, maybe 15 or 20 items that were new. I mean, they certainly had some new products and faucets and things, but not nearly to the level. And I think that's understandable. And then with a lot of the other companies too, there was not as much new emerging technology or anything like that. So that was interesting in and of itself for me. And, you know, as I reflected on the airplane back, as I was thinking about the show, which I always tend to do, I was like, yeah, boy, I don't have as much, like my notepad isn't as full as it normally is, because the show was just, you know, it was good to have it. It was kind of like, hey, here's a reset. Let's figure this thing out. And so that was interesting. It was also interesting to me how some of the booths were just set up and different things like that. You had some booths where it was like, yep, this is business as usual. We're you know, kind of got everything packed in here and we're moving people through. And they had a couple other booths where it was like, holy cow, you can tell that they completely COVID-proofed this booth. Like, I'm not going to say the manufacturer, but this was one that was a stickler for masks. They had a specific line on the floor that you had to follow. They had people when you walked in that required you to have your mask up. And yeah, you had to like, and it was really wide and open, and you had to just sort of follow this pathway through, and you kind of zigzag through this thing, and then there was an entrance and an exit, and that was it. That was how it worked, and that was quite interesting. And there was another manufacturer that again had a really big open floor space, and then they just had like every 10 feet, they had like one product sitting out almost like on a pedestal. And that was very odd as well, because it just was like you barely even knew that a booth was there. You would just see this product sitting there. And again, I don't want to throw out who the manufacturer was in case people have an opinion one way or another. I'm not here to judge. You know, everybody wants to, you know, or put in their own protocols and their safety, and that's totally fine. But it definitely there's only a handful that were like way over the top. And it was just interesting because it was very noticeable, and it I don't know that it did any good or not, especially our industry where we're, you know, a lot of people, the builders and contractors are very much like, just let me do my thing. I don't know if that was well received or not, but I get it. You want to protect your employees. You don't want to, you know, have a lawsuit and things like that. And I don't blame any company at all for trying to protect themselves, but it just was very noticeable, and it felt kind of odd. So yeah, that was interesting. You know, one of the things at this show, especially being in Orlando, and this is one of the last times ever we'll have it in Orlando. Now for those of you that know me or follow me on social media, you see that I tacked on a vacation with it. So sidecar to this discussion, it was great. It was a little cold there, but the last couple days it was just gorgeous. And it was super, super nice to get away and enjoy and spend time with my family. We did a lot of the touristy things in Florida, but we enjoyed the heck out of it. We had a great time. So if you saw my LinkedIn or you're connected with me on Facebook, you'll see my vacation pictures as well. And I needed it. So I apologize if there was a little less content in the last week. I was enjoying myself. I think I'm allowed to do that, right? All right. So anyway, back to the thoughts on the show. You know, besides, you know, kind of going through, you know, we had our normal meetings. They had their education sessions. Even talking to the people that put on the education sessions, lighter traffic than normal. Still good. Good feedback on it. But the one thing that I heard that was really interesting, and I was at the National Association booth for a little bit helping out, a lot of people came up and said, hey, this is my first show ever. I've never been to IBS before. I wanted to give it a shot. And a lot of younger people, a lot of younger builders coming in for the very first show. So I thought that was awesome. And that was neat to see that there's sort of this next wave of people coming into the industry and learning and taking this in. So I had two or three that I talked to, and it was kind of able to give them some pointers and things like that. So I thought that was really cool. And that was a nice sign to see some infusion of youth into our industry. They also had an interesting thing that they did. They called it the Lumber Wall. And it was a wall that they put up where everybody from around the country, you could grab stickers. They coded the stickers by a color so you could see what region they're from. And you get to select how much your lumber package on your home increased. And they did a time lapse on it. So you can look that up on the National Association of Home Builders. If you follow them on LinkedIn, they put a post up recently. Check that out. But very interesting to see where all those dots fell. And, you know, it was pretty interesting to see how high lumber has increased over the last 2 years, and kind of scary at the same time. But that was interesting how they did that. So back to my original thought on the location in Florida. I've never been a fan of that particular location for a couple reasons. So I'm kind of glad they're moving on. No offense, because I'll go to Florida anytime. I don't care. I like Florida. But the convention center itself is very spread out. There's really like three buildings and they're all disconnected. So you have to go through this like skywalk thing and, you know, walk a very, very long way. It's like L-shaped. You have to walk over, you know, streets to get there. So it's a couple block walk from one building to the other. And when you're walking all day, it is murder on your feet. I'm not really sad that I won't have to go back there for a while, because that's it's very inefficient. And it's okay if you're just doing the show. But unfortunately, in my situation with the meetings that I have to go to and all that kind of stuff, I'm walking back and forth a couple different times a day. And I know that Tuesday I was zipping all over the place, and I got back to my room, and not only were my feet sore, but I had rashes and things. It was bad, and I didn't feel good. So I won't miss that place because of, you know, just how spread out it is. It's not conducive to this large of a show, in my opinion. It'd be great if you have it in just one building, but our meetings are in one place, and you got to kind of walk out and down and back up to get to certain places. So there, it's not even like you can walk in a straight line and get somewhere. You have to kind of zigzag around sometimes. So by the third day, I finally knew exactly where I needed to go. And by that time, the show was about to be over. So there was a good amount of time spent just trying to figure out where the heck things are. Now, they did have an app. And if you do go to the show, definitely get the NAHB IBS app. It definitely helps you kind of figure out what section everything is in. And that definitely made things a little bit easier. And if you don't have that, you're going to be in trouble trying to find everything. So definitely get the app next time if you go. But moving forward, it'll be in Vegas. Again, the other thing I like about Vegas versus the Orlando location is Vegas has a little bit, you know, the convention center is more connected. So even though it's still big and there's still a lot of walking, it's just kind of easier to get through the entire building. You don't have to do as much zigging and zagging. You know, you still have to go up and down a little bit, but you don't have to kind of go up, over, down, and back up again to get to places. You can just basically walk all the way through and then just pop up to the place you need or pop down to the place you need. So you don't have to do all the zigzagging. And that saves a lot of time, and you don't have the buildings so far apart and disconnected. So I think that's a good thing going forward. The other thing is Vegas has the infrastructure. They have, you know, a lot of public transit. They have tons and tons of hotels. Hotels in Orlando, even though they had about half the traffic, were still very filled up in the areas around the convention center. I traveled quite a bit further away from it and stayed and had a beautiful place, and it wasn't too bad of a drive. So I didn't mind it. But yeah, if you wanted to be within, you know, 1 to 2 miles of that convention center, good luck getting a room if you were late on that. So Vegas, you can get, there's just tons of rooms, there's tons of restaurants. And just even traffic, well, I don't drive when I'm in Vegas. I just usually take a cab, or I take the you know, the transit system, or the shuttle buses, and that's all you need, really. Here in Orlando, you got to have a car, and then parking was a nightmare. I got stuck in the parking lot a couple times and took almost an hour to get out, and that just stinks. And they need a better way of doing it. And unfortunately, you know, where that convention center is and how you kind of move through and out of the town, there's a lot of bottlenecks. The police shut a lot of streets down. If you're there and you're there at the end of the day, it is almost impossible to get out of a parking lot. I actually thought about parking about a mile away and just getting a cab or an Uber over there. It probably would have been cheaper parking, and it probably would have saved me a lot of time. But anyway, it was just kind of interesting. It's just not, it doesn't flow well. And that's another reason why I'm not going to be sad about that going forward, that we don't have that. But overall, you know, it was great to get back together. It was great to connect, great to see some products and trends, and stay tuned for a lot of content. I expect I'll have probably at least 10 episodes this year on all sorts of different trends. We're kind of putting that information together. So stay tuned, because we're going to have a lot of great content. And I can't wait to share some of the things I saw and learned. And I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this kind of overview of the International Builders Show. And stay tuned for a lot of great content coming forward.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.